Head home for the holidays with Abercrombie & Fitch. We all know our calendars are about to get chaotic. For nonstop plans, Abercrombie has the pieces to curate your perfect seasonal wardrobe. Jumpers and denim for casual plans, party dresses for nights out, and comfy matching sets for everything in between. Keep the chaos cute this season in Abercrombie. Shop their new holiday outfits in the app, online, or in stores.
Today, you'll hear about how one mom turned overwhelm, mom guilt, and reactive parenting into a method that helps parents stay calm, even on hard days. Now, we're talking about Mama Zen, parenting method, the science behind mind power sessions, and how AI is giving parents emotional support anytime they need it. So stay to the end, and you're going to learn 5 things that you can start this week to help you. Now, if this helps you, follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi on Apple, Spotify, and subscribe on our YouTube at Stacey Chalemi Advisor. It helps more parents find more real tools. Now, my guest today is a very special guest. She is Erwin Rubin, and she is the founder of Mama Zen, the author of Mama Zen Parenting Method. Erwin, I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome to the show. I'm very excited. Tell everybody a little about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. I think talking about motherhood is one of the most important topic. And I actually was introduced into motherhood through a very rough patch. I had an amazing first pregnancy, and then I found out my baby needed to be induced. And let's just say the birth plan was not going to happen at that point. Induction was very, very stressful for me. And I got an infection during the birth process, and my baby had to stay in the hospital. So that affected our breastfeeding schedule. And it left a lot of trauma in me. And then coming home with a colic baby, so there was a lot of crying, and that really caused my nervous system to be in overload. 2 years later, I had my second child, and birth was easier, and but this baby was even more colic, so she cried 8 hours a day. So again, all that PTSD from the first baby came back, and I found myself very stressed, very anxious, and the relief wasn't there. This is was in 2016, and I started really, really searching for answers. And I started exercising more. I started changing my diet. I tried sleeping more. I tried the bubble bath everybody recommends. And yeah, while I would get relief here and there, I would fall back into the stress and overload very quickly. Right. And as a mother of two, I really didn't give up. I really wanted to find a solution that would help me feel better. Right. And I started going to doctors. And of course, they started running tests, hormone tests and blood tests, and they couldn't really find anything. And unfortunately, one of my general doctors decided to put me on some thyroid medication I really didn't need. And I tried it for a little while, and that didn't help. And I went to another specialist who said, please get off of this medication right away, because it can really mess up your thyroid function. So at that point, I realized they cannot help me. And I decided to approach my husband, who is a clinical hypnotherapist, and ask him to help me find a relief, because he used to come home every day and share with me how much he helped this person with anxiety of 20 years to overcome it in 2-3 sessions, and how he helped this mom that has 5 children and is very irritated and yells a lot to be calm and find her inner peace. So I told my husband, I have a baby at home and a toddler. I will not be coming to your office. I need you to make me some audio recordings. I can listen at home. And wow, I was able to right away within the first session get that relief I needed. And all that burnout I felt, all that rage, all the exhaustion, it started to lift. And here we are today. I decided that what I felt was so horrible that I didn't want any other mom to feel that way. And I decided to release these audio sessions, so they're available to moms worldwide. And now Mama Zen has over 1,000 sessions that help moms with anything they need, any trigger that triggers them. If it's bedtime routine, if it's a colic baby, if it's postpartum period, if it's even a teenager, right? Motherhood starts with birth, and it doesn't end there. It's just the beginning of a long journey. So I really dedicated my life to helping moms and their mental health.
I love that. Now, what were the hardest parts? The anger, the exhaustion, the guilt afterward?
It was really, I was dreading the mornings because I knew it was going to be a long day. So every morning I would wake up and I would feel very unhappy. Because I knew that from that moment on, I wouldn't get a break until 8, 9 p.m. So that was really hard for me to start the morning in such a negative mindset. That really affected me. And the evenings were really, really hard after a long day of taking care of the kids to start with bedtime routine, which sometimes takes forever, and everybody's challenging you, and you're like it, the last energy you have left in you, and then all of a sudden you can't take it anymore and you just explode. So I really felt like I lost myself in the process, and I didn't like how I was as a mom. And I envisioned being this awesome mom, and all of a sudden I'm just this irritated, anxious being. And it was very overwhelming for me.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, what moment did you think, if I'm going to go through this, other moms are too, and I need to build a solution?
So this is before COVID. I was using the sessions, and I asked them to create me a few different types. Some were for anger, some were for patience, some were for yelling, some were just for overall well-being. And I was using those sessions on a regular basis. And about 2 months into it, I was meeting with my LA mommy group, and we're sitting at this long table, about 12 moms, and each and every one started sharing how angry they were and how upset, and how their kids were driving nuts, and how their husband was not helpful. And all of a sudden, I felt like an outsider, and I was like, whoa, I don't feel this way anymore. This is like crazy. They all feel just how I did. But when I was in it, I didn't notice that everybody else was going through it. And now, as an outsider, I realized we all go through it. And that's when I realized I just can't keep this to myself.
I agree. I've been through it too. Now, for the mom listening right now who yelled this morning and feels
Yes.
awful, what do you want to tell her first?
I want to tell her that it's not her fault. We're not raised in calm homes. We're not raised in homes where the parents were mindful. We were not raised in homes where our parents said, pause before you react. We all grew up in very reactive households. So the subconscious mind of your brain upbringing is still controlling you. So it's not your fault that you can't stop yourself. The other thing I want to tell her, there's hope. So the first step is awareness, being aware that you are behaving in a certain way, and being aware that there are tools out there to help you not behave like that. And the second most powerful thing that you can do is catch yourself. So when you notice that rage climb up your chest, when you notice you're about to lose it, that's when you need to take the pause, and you need to figure out a way that helps you to calm your nervous system down. Because it's just a fight or flight reaction, really, the yelling. Yeah, we never mean it. Yes.
It's so true. Now, what is Mama Zen parenting method in plain English?
So the book, The Mama Zen Parenting Method, is a journey. And the reason why I wrote that book is because there are a few steps that, if you take them in the right order, you can really change your life and how you mother your children. So there are seven steps in there, and it's really teaching the mom to go deeper into herself, her being, and imagine how she wants to be and what are her goals, intentions. It's just really like a deep search kind of thing that I think any mom can benefit from it, because a lot of the times we don't realize it, but our triggers are from our childhood, and then it makes a lot of sense why we behave this way. And now that you know why you're behaving this way, you can start changing it. So it's an interesting book. It's very raw. It's very direct. I share my process and how I got to the method. And when you come out of it, you have a clear sense of why you behave like that and how to change it.
Oh, I love that. Now, what makes the difference from just positive parenting tips on social media?
Okay, so positive parenting tips can be very helpful, but what happens when your child changes their behavior? So now you need to find a new tip and tool. I believe that if you come as a mom where your core is relaxed and calm, you'll be able to handle whatever comes your way, and it's not a temporary fix. This is going to become your natural state. You're going to be mindful, you're going to be present, you're going to be emotionally available for your children. And that's exactly what Mama Zen does. Through our sessions, you are becoming a different person. Your nervous system doesn't go into fight or flight mode just like in a second. You're able to control yourself. You're able to understand why you're being triggered. You're able to change your reactiveness, and now all of a sudden you respond to your child. So Mama Zen is more on of a subconscious level than just those parenting tips, which, they're amazing and they can help. But when things change, then do you go back to the yelling and the reactiveness? No, you want to stay calm, and you want that to be your natural state. And that's what we do here at Mama Zen.
I love that. Now you talk about helping parents respond instead of react. What does that look like in real time when a child is melting down?
So I can share the example of the first time I noticed. So my youngest was about 18 months and my older was about 4, and we were rushing, right? This was the morning rushing, and you're already feeling overwhelmed and your nervous system is already starting to get overloaded. And of course, as soon as they put on their shoes, they start hitting each other. Now, I was being triggered because of my own upbringing. I had an older sister who used to hurt me. So I'm upset for that. And I'm also upset because I'm running late and I don't like being late. So all these triggers are on me. And before I used the sessions, I would start basically yelling at them and grabbing their shoes and forcefully putting their shoes on and just being upset for the next hour. And after I started doing the sessions, it was like an amazing feeling. I felt the rage climb up my chest, and then I noticed it. It was the first time I noticed it, and I was like, "Whoa, what is this feeling?" And then I was able to pause, and through the sessions I was doing, because I was visualizing a different reaction, I was able to choose that calm path. And I looked at my kids and I said, "We're not going to do this right now. We're just going to put our shoes on and go to the car." The interesting thing is, both my kids looked at me and they had like question marks on their faces, like, "What's wrong, mommy?" Because they're so used to me reacting with the yelling and the anger. They both looked at me and was like, "What's going on?" And they just put their shoes on and went to the car. And I was like, "Whoa." That was an amazing feeling, because until that point, I had no control over my emotions and my reactions. And all of a sudden, I felt so empowered, and I felt like I won the war of the motherhood reactiveness. And it was a really like, I remember it until right this moment, like how amazing it felt. And since then, I go back to that, right? Because my kids, they're still triggering me. and they're still, they're growing and there are new issues coming up. And I notice it. I notice it when I get triggered, and then I'm
Yeah.
like, I know why I got triggered. And sometimes, once in a while, I also raise my voice. I don't yell anymore like I used to, but I raise
Yeah.
my voice and I'm able to come back and say, listen, I apologize. I was being triggered and I shouldn't have acted that way. And let's talk about it. But I'm able to close the loop, and they're very appreciative of it.
Yeah. I think parents do get like I you know we all get triggered at some, in different areas for different reasons. But when we do recognize that maybe I shouldn't have yelled, or maybe I shouldn't have said it that way, and we do admit our wrong, I think that goes a long way. I've heard so many adults say, I've never ever heard my parents say I'm sorry once. I hear that a lot from parents that have grown
Yes,
up.
and the truth is that every time I get triggers because of trauma I had as a kid, so
Yeah.
my brain goes to, oh, you need to protect yourself right now, and that's why
Yeah.
I get reactive. But through the process, and I do self-care work about an hour a day, and I'm able to really come myself down and not let the past control the present.
Yes.
And I can see with my kids, they are very they're able to share their feelings, they're more mindful, they're very caring for others, they're kind, and they're very present and very confident because I let them, be the kids they want to be and not bring in my own baggage, right?
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. Now, what are the most common parenting pain points people come to you with right now? Is it yelling, sibling conflict, maybe bedtime, routines, mom rage, or no time for themselves?
It's really breaking generational cycles of anger and yelling. And millennials and Gen Z mothers, they don't want to repeat those mistakes. So
Yeah.
they're trying to find ways. And those are, if you don't have the right tool, then are those are really hard to break because, like I said before, it's stuck in your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So unless you're able to access the subconscious mind and make the change there, it doesn't matter how many parenting books you hear or how many podcasts you listen to, you're still going to
Right.
automatically react. So the most of the moms come back for those issues and really overcoming trauma. So it's a lot of like how we were raised, really. Like moms are struggling because our upbringing just wasn't easy and we didn't really deal with the issue. So we need to heal from that. And when you overcome that, then you are able to parent from a place of calm and just full love. Yeah.
Yeah. When they apply these tools that you have been talking about, do you notice, do they ever come back to you and say, this, I've noticed a change instantly, or, it took a couple of weeks, but then I started to feel different. How long do you usually see that, do people usually see a change, of calmness and being able to handle things differently?
So we just did our health outcome survey, and our results were amazing. So about 98% of moms report a reduction in stress,
Yeah.
95% of moms report a reduction in anxiety, 81% of them are sleeping better, and 91% of them had better bonding with their children, which is priceless.
Yes.
So some moms, it happens really fast. They do 10 to 20 sessions and they start noticing the difference. And some moms, they just continue doing sessions and had over 2,000 sessions that they did. It
Yeah.
really depends what you want to do. If you feel like your mental health is important and it's something that you want to introduce into your daily routine, then you can just use the sessions daily. We have sessions as short as 2 minutes just to
Yeah.
set your intention for the day. I really believe that since COVID, people understand you need to work on your mental health. Just like
Yes.
you go to the gym to be in good shape, you need to work on your mind for it to
Yeah.
be in good, positive shape also. So
Right.
I think if we introduce tools that help our mental health, on a daily basis that are easy to follow and easy to do, it should be done daily, in my opinion.
I agree with you. Now, let's get into the science. Like, what are mind power sessions and how do they work?
Okay, so there's a process, a biological process that happens to all of us in the brain. It's called neuroplasticity. And that's neural connections that are created in your mind, and they can either be positive or negative. And neuroplasticity happens very, very fast until the age of 8. So if you had a lot of negative experience, let's say you were yelled at a lot or you were bullied by a sibling a lot, then you're going to create a lot of negative pathways in your brain that are associated with that. Now, when you get older, you're still able to change that, but it's a little bit harder and it takes a little bit longer. The easiest way to change those pathways is by using hypnotherapy. And what hypnotherapy does, it puts you in a very calm state. That's all it does, really. It doesn't really do anything. There's a lot of misconception, and you're gonna, you know, it's gonna do something to you you won't be able to control. Not true at all. It's been used for actually thousands of years. It's very safe. And what it does, it makes your critical mind quiet down. And when your critical mind quiets down, then we're able to actually access the subconscious mind, which controls 85% of your automatic behavior. So how do you change something? You change it by accessing the subconscious mind. So, and now every session starts with an induction, which puts you in that very calm, relaxed state where your nervous system is no longer overloaded and you're able to accept suggestions. And through the sessions themselves, through visualization and positive suggestions, we're helping you to create a new reality. Now, your brain doesn't know, hey, I'm in the middle of a session, I'm not really in reality, in like real life situation right now. It still makes that positive pathway. So let's say you're doing a bedtime session, because bedtime has been very challenging for you and you always break down during bedtime. In about, let's say you use this session about 4 or 5 times. All of a sudden, you're gonna notice your kid's behavior is triggering you, but you're no longer going to react the same way because through the visualization, you created a new reality. And now you're coming to bedtime calmer, happier, and all of a sudden your kids notice it. Now, our kids mirror our behavior completely. They mirror our nervous system. They mirror our state, our inner state. Now they notice you're calm and happy. What do you think is going to happen to them? They're going to calm down and be happier. And also, bedtime is much smoother, much easier, and everybody goes to bed happier. So that's how our sessions work. And it's a very natural process. And the truth is, we're dehypnotizing you from everything that's controlling you right now, like your upbringing, your peers, even like thoughts that you have about yourself, that you're not a good enough mom. We're dehypnotizing you from that and giving you a new reality. And that new reality is very empowering.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, is this mindset work like hypnosis style work, nervous system work, or is it like a mix of things?
It's a mix of things because the CBT is helping you to have positive thoughts, right? Our thoughts can come and go, and you can have negative thoughts come, and you can say, I was never meant to be a mom, right? That's a negative thought, like because you feel like you're failing. But that's just a thought. You can notice it and let it go, and you don't have to stay in it, and it doesn't have to become your identity. So it's really important that we empower ourselves with positive thoughts and thinking that we're really capable of doing this, and we're doing a lot, and everything that we do is really, really important. I think moms are not talking to themselves in a positive way, and it comes out in different ways, and I don't think we're doing a justice to ourselves. I think moms need to stop guilting themselves, and we're doing amazing and we're doing the best we can all the time.
I agree. I agree. Now you're now integrating AI How are you using AI in to make emotional support available at any time for parents who need it?
So it's funny you mention it because today we released Sage, and Sage is a maternal mental health concierge. And what Sage does is she'll start a conversation with you, and you will share with her exactly what you're feeling, what's going on, why you're what are you struggling with, and Sage is gonna be like your best friend. She's gonna be compassionate and empathetic. And then Sage is going to give you the right session you need, because we do have over 1,000 sessions at this point. So how do you find the exact session you need right now? So Sage basically will be able to search those 1,000 sessions in about 2 seconds, and she'll give you the session you need. So yeah, Sage just came to life today, and I'm very proud of that project our team was able to accomplish. It's amazing.
That's
I actually
amazing.
saw Sage 11 years ago. I was like, oh my God, I just wish I had a tool that could understand me, but also give me the therapy I need. And now she's alive, and it's an amazing feeling.
That is an amazing feeling. Wow. And it's on your website. Is that where they
No,
find it?
Sage is available on iOS. So if you download the iOS Mamazen app, Sage is there, and she's ready to help.
Oh, I love that. Now parents don't have time. So how do you make this fit into like 5, 10 minutes of, pockets during the day? Like, how do we make time?
So you can do it before the kids wake up. That's very quiet time. And you can do it also after they go to bed. It really takes 5 to 10 minutes of your time. It's very short but very effective. And sometimes moms, we wake up in the middle of the night and those racing thoughts are keeping us awake. So do a quick session, calm your mind down and go back to sleep. Kids go to school, kids nap. We can find the time to prioritize it, because when a mom feels good, her kids feel good too. So I think that everything else can wait. Social media can wait, Netflix can wait, anything can wait. Take care of your mind first, and everything else will fall in place, really. It's that amazing.
Oh, I love that. Now, for the raging mom, if you had to talk to her and she was like enraged, what do I do in the moment, for a raging mom?
So in the moment when that's it, you're at your boiling point, you have to interrupt the flow. I would go to the bathroom and put really cold water on my hands, or I would try to count 3 to 4 things that I hear. I would put my feet on the ground and press them down. You have to interrupt that fight or flight mode and bring yourself back to the present. So anything that interrupts that flow will take you out of that really raging moment.
I love that. Now, for my kid doesn't listen. I yell, and that's when she listens or he listens. How do you break that?
So the problem is that they are used to it, right? So until she doesn't yell, I don't need to listen. The best way, actually, and you might find this funny, is go whisper in the ear. I know it's kind of like counterintuitive. Okay, what do you mean? But when you whisper in that ear, and definitely don't yell in the ear, because that's going to be really horrible. Really whisper, it takes them out of their state of I'm not listening right now, and all of a sudden they come back to the present and they're like, okay, that was different, I'm listening now. So yeah, I definitely try that, because it works like magic.
Oh, wow. I like that idea. I like that
Yes, it's
idea.
very simple, but it's very powerful.
It sounds very powerful. I've never heard that before, but I get it. It's pretty cool. You go from one extremity to the next, and they hear you, and it, like you said, when they mirror you, well, now you went from yelling to whispering. So, if they're going to mirror you.
And you just need to say, like, I really need you to hear me right now, because this is really important. You need to do this. And now, don't give them a list of 15 things they need to do. Focus on one thing at a time, because they're not capable. Like the same way we can't hear after the second or third thing, they can't either. So whisper one thing that you really want them to do right now, and they will do it. It's almost like guaranteed.
And for the mother who has mom guilt, who always feels like, I have to do this, even though they're not mentally stable enough to do it, what's one way they can reframe their mind to not have to go through that mom guilt?
So the mom guilt, I think it's a good, when you really think about it, it's that one emotion that has no benefit. It really doesn't give you anything. So what's the point? It doesn't make you a better mom. It
No.
doesn't help you in the process. It just
Right.
makes you feel bad about yourself. So we have sessions for mom guilt. Unfortunately, it's very prevalent. Most of us do feel guilty. Notice when it happens, why you feel guilty, and then
Right.
reframe it. Most of the time it's not your fault. Things happen. Life can be stressful. Give yourself the grace and give yourself the, a moment to like digest what happened and understand that I feel like society made us a little bit more guilty than we should be. And
Right.
I think we need to get away from that stigma that if you don't feel guilty, you're not a good mom. You're a
Right.
great mom either way, whether you're guilty or not. And I think that takes off the pressure.
I like that. I like that idea. Now, when it comes to bedtime battles, what is one calm strategy that they could apply?
So we have sessions for the kids, and basically it takes them out of that kind of like, listen, they're not crazy for no reason. They're exhausted. And sometimes they come out in that weird energy of the night that they're kind of like being silly and over the top loud and things like that. Do a bedtime session with the kids. We have kids for Zenzy Kids sessions, and they help their kids to come out of that mode and go into a very calm state. And that's how we help the mom. So the bedtime stories are amazing. We take them through like it's very imaginary. Type of like a dream. So we take them, like, let's say they're like jumping on clouds or their body is really soft, like spaghetti noodles. And through the session, their nervous system comes down. And now the mom doesn't really have this like hectic moment with the child. She has a calm child that's like, okay, I'm actually tired. I want to go to sleep. So I definitely recommend doing the Zenzy Kids sessions on the app with the kids. And
I
a
love
lot of the
that.
moms listen together with the child. So it's a moment for you to connect.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Now, the no support system, how can the app fill that gap?
Because we have no support system, then we're basically in a fight or flight mode all the time. We're very stressed. We don't have anybody to talk to. But your mind is the most powerful thing you have. It's a tool that we forgot how to use. Now we're teaching moms how to use it again. So when you feel overwhelmed, chat with Sage. She'll really give you a lot of comfort and she's very knowledgeable. She'll give you all the tips you need. And it's like a friend. It's very comforting that you can talk to her at 2 a.m. in the morning. Right? Because nobody will answer the phone. And sometimes you really don't want to share with your friends how you really feel. So, tools like that are providing that support system. And even my daughter talks to Sage. It's amazing. She'll tell her, like, I'm feeling a little bit stressed out because I have a test coming up, or I just don't feel comfortable going to the doctor and things like that. And then Sage will reply with what she needs. And my daughter's like, okay, I'm good now. So, I think we need to embrace the fact that it's okay to talk to AI. It's okay to share, sometimes just sharing, right? Writing it down kind of puts it out there and you're like, I'm done with that. I don't need to stay in it. So really, single moms that don't have anybody to talk to, open Sage, chat with her, tell her everything you want to share and see what she can do because it's really comforting. I felt very alone. Because I would call my friends and everybody was like, oh no, we're doing amazing. The baby sleeps all night. And I'm like, no way. So, yeah, I will, at some point, I just stopped calling my friends about those things because I felt like nobody was honest. So I wish I had Sage because Sage would get me through those tough moments when you feel like, why am I the only one feeling this way? Trust me, you're not the only one feeling this way. We all do.
Oh yeah, I 100%. I went through it. My kids are grown now, but I went through it with all three of them. And we all go through it. And it especially helps to have somebody there, because a lot of times there were people, that just didn't relate because they weren't in that stage of life with me. And then people that you didn't feel comfortable because you didn't know them well enough to talk about it, certain things. And, it's hard. I think something like, I wish I had an AI tool like Sage back then. That would have been really helpful. We would have been having like a little therapist in a
I
sense.
agree with you, and I feel like when we talk to people and share with them how we feel about motherhood, how we are overwhelmed, how I'm like, you know what? Some moms are like, I can't stand my child. He's causing me so much stress. You can't say that to anybody, but now with AI, you can share those things and you actually can process it and go through it and come out actually a better parent because Sage will give you the right tools you need to overcome those feelings and understand that whatever your child is going through is normal and that child is also struggling and your child is also trying to figure out their place and bring you to a place of where you're feeling compassion and for yourself too, not just for your child. You need to feel compassion for yourselves. Motherhood, like you said, is the hardest job. And but we need to use the tools that are available to us right now to overcome this.
Oh, 100%. Now, Erin, listeners were promised five concrete actions. Would you share five things that they can do this week to start parenting from a calmer place?
Yes. So the first thing, start being aware how you behave, how you interact with your kids. It's very important that you notice, are you being present? Are you being angry? What triggers you? So start with awareness. And I really want you to focus on pausing. When you feel that reactiveness side of you come up to life, pause. Sometimes the pause is hard. Sometimes it's a very quick pause, like a second, but start practicing it because the pause will interrupt that flow of reactivity. So that's the number two thing. Feel always good about what you do. Say no to things that are too much and overwhelming. We're going into Thanksgiving and Christmas period. There's going to be a lot of family pressure, a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning. It's okay for you to say no. People will get used to it. People will be okay with it. Sometimes we feel like we can't say no because we might hurt somebody, and at the end of the day, they're okay with it. It's okay to say no and prioritize your mental health during this time of year and for the rest of the year, right? Ask for help, for example, if you need to. I think that the other thing you can start doing today, use things you like. You like to listen to music. You like going for a run. You like just going and drinking coffee somewhere. Do things you enjoy that bring you enjoyment because those little moments are what's going to give you the energy for the rest of the day when it gets a little bit harder. And I think the last thing is setting your intention. Every morning when you wake up, set the intention. Don't let the day dictate for you what the day is going to be like. Take control over your life in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning, decide, I want to be a mindful mom today. I want to be more helpful. I want to sit down with my kids during after dinner and chat. So set the intention of how you want to be, and that will make a big difference.
Oh, I love that. That's great advice. Now, once again, tell everybody the title of your book and where they can find it.
So the book is called The Mama Zen Parenting Method, and it's available on Amazon, and you can get it on Kindle or you can get it as a hardcover. And the app is very, very an important tool for any parent beginning in pregnancy all the way through adolescence. And you can download it on iOS or Android. And the app is called Mama Zen, Mamazen. And if you want to read more about it, it's on the website, mamazen.com. And
Great.
by
And
the way,
also,
right now we're offering a 7-day free trial, so anybody can just try it and see how much you can help.
I love that. That's amazing. Now, is there any other products or services that you offer from your website or from your company?
No, currently everything is in the app. So in the app we have parenting courses. We have breath work that you can do. A lot of parents tell us that their kids that are ADHD, when they need a break, they use the breath tool with them.
Oh,
And it's an
excellent.
amazing tool. We have Sage that was just released. And we also have this amazing deck. So it's cards, it's for visual people, and you go through and it gives you like steps or questions. Like, for example, if you want to calm your nervous system, then you go through the deck of cards and it gives you like little things that you can do here and there, and it's super helpful.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, this has been amazing, Erin. I really appreciate having you on the show, and what you're doing is wonderful because, what that was one of my biggest qualms was that, nobody ever helped me or prepared me for after the baby. Like we were talking earlier, you got the book, the expectancy book, and what to expect the first 9 months, and but nobody ever talked about afterwards, and there were so many things that I didn't realize I was going to have to deal with that came afterwards, and I didn't know how to handle them. You did trial and error, and you did the best job you could, but it would have been so nice if I had some type of guidance when I was having children back them. And so I really appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate all the tools that you've come out with, and the book, and the fact that you're coming out and you're speaking to the individuals and sharing this knowledge with people, because I feel like it's so necessary. So many new mothers have so many questions, and even mothers with toddlers and children, starting to grow up a little bit, and they're still young, but they're starting to get their own little minds. And well, they get their minds, they have their own little minds from the day they're born. But they're starting to become a little more independent, and there's it's hard sometimes to understand, and communicate, and to work with your child, and also your emotions, that your mental health, everything that you have to, moms play a lot of roles. We have a lot of hats. Just motherhood is one of them, and there's a whole bunch of other things we have to balance in our lives also. And I think the tools that you have and everything that you share really helps to really keep your life in check and in balance, and that's very important, because in order to be a good mother, you have to take care of yourself first. And if you take care of yourself first, and you can keep yourself balanced, in all areas of life, then you would be able to handle motherhood a lot better, whether so it doesn't seem so chaotic, and you're not yelling, and you're not screaming, and you're not going off and doing things that you're going to regret later on. So I have to say thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate you. I really am so happy that you're out there, doing all these things for moms, and I just want to give kudos to you because you're a wonderful person and you're doing wonderful things.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I feel like that's my goal in life, to help all moms to feel empowered and feel good and calm and happy, so the next generation is, living this mindful living that's anxious free, anxiety free, and not, filled with trauma, and my parents, did this, and then now I'm suffering. So I really want to break that, and I really want families to have this amazing experience and grow up and remember the good times and being present, and I that's what my life mission is, and thank you so much for having me on your podcast, because moms need to know that they're important, and if we don't say it out loud, nobody else does. So from one mom to another, motherhood is the most important job.
Yes, it is. 100%. I'm glad, that you're out there making a difference. So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Stacey.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.